For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Toys R Us and Carson's are the latest in a string of big retail closings. As more stores shut down, millions of square feet of space are left vacant in cities across Illinois. In this week's Illinois Issues, I look at some of the ways these behemoth stores are being adapted. At Methodist College in Peoria, students sit at high-top tables, preparing for class.
It was your traditional big box store. You walk in and, you know, appliances were on one side of the building and furniture was on the other side.
Anna Beer is the vice chancellor for strategic marketing for the college. The Nursing and Human Services School took over a former American TV and Appliance a couple of years ago. The chain went bankrupt and closed all of its stores in 2014. The college had the more than 100,000 square foot building gutted. It built classrooms, faculty offices, a simulation lab, and library in about two-thirds of the space, leaving room for future growth.
We have this large corridor that runs down the center of the building that ends up in our student commons, which is an open area for students to hang out and study. We have a cafe.
To Beer, the redevelopment was an opportunity to build the kind of campus the growing college needed. To Brandon Sveck, a market economist for the real estate group CoStar, it's a perfect example of the kind of reuse we're likely to see more of in Illinois.
We simply still have way too much retail for what we need from a buying perspective in these smaller communities. And that's where you're going to need to get a little creative as to what is going to best serve that local community.
Sveck says the retail market is going through big changes. More people are shopping online than at brick-and-mortar stores, and when they are buying in person, it's usually at smaller locations. Chains are no longer looking for the massive 20,000-square-foot-plus commercial spaces. Sveck says now that those stores are leaving smaller and mid-sized cities, it's going to be difficult to get some other retailer to move in to those same spaces.
At what point in time do we realize the retail party is over, and how quickly do we readjust?
Readjusting could mean cutting the building up into smaller storefronts. That would bring back some of the lost sales and real estate tax dollars, but Sveck says it can also be costly. Readjusting could mean coming up with a completely different use. There are examples of department stores becoming entertainment centers or becoming self-storage facilities. Other stores have been converted to churches or used for government offices. In Waukegan, the Catholic school Cristo Rey renovated a Kmart that had sat empty since 2012. The high school opened its doors in February. Juan Gabriel Moreno heads the architecture firm that redesigned the big box store.
One of the advantages of a big box is the volume within the space, and that kind of volume is never thought of when you're planning a school.
Moreno says it provided a nearly blank slate to design what the school wanted. But there were also challenges. Big box stores generally aren't built with the best materials and can be energy inefficient. Plus, with the big box design comes
lack of natural light.
That was a challenge with the Methodist College project also. Moreno says solutions like cutting into the roof to let sunlight in were necessary at Cristo Rey. Still, he and others see a lot of opportunity in redesigning large retail space. Ross Black is Peoria's community development director. As he and other city officials see the retail market shifting, they've made some of their zoning rules more flexible to accommodate reuse.
So if somebody did want to move either apartments or elderly housing or some other type of residential use into an old grocery store, then they can do that now.
Back at Methodist College, President Deborah Garrison says adapting the former furniture store was less costly and took less time than constructing a new building.
Kind of makes me proud. In sort of maybe the same way that you think about recycling. This is going to go around again because we're recycling. Well, so this building got to go around again.
There may be plenty more opportunities for buildings to go around again as the number of empty big box stores grows in many Illinois towns.